Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That is your alarm clock banger. My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade.
What a song.
I mean, it's epic. You picked that as the morning alarm clock banger, Justin, because you are the guest and you get to choose.
Because it's an amazing song.
It is. It's an incredible song. It always gets people together and kind of singing along, and it's great. It's no Mr. Brightside, though. I mean, you know.
Come on.
What?
What are you saying about the song, Mr. Rewind? What are you saying about the song, Mr. Brightside? Are you saying that it is a superior song to My Chemical Romance's Welcome to the Black Parade?
I am.
That's a really bold stance.
Justin, Mr. Brightside, have you go out just as much as I do. You've been to so many different things. If that song comes on, people get together and they sing it at the top of their lungs. It's like the Don't Stop Believin' of our generation.
But also people scream, Welcome to the Black Parade. Welcome to the Black Parade. It's got a little screamo, got a little slow part, got a little angst.
Do you think that people of all ages are singing My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade? Because I feel that way about The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
I don't know. Listen, anytime Welcome to the Black Parade comes on, that last part, that last minute and 30 seconds, you play it at a bar, everybody knows it.
Even the old lady in the wheelchair in the corner?
Well, is she at the bar, though?
Is she just lost?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Just keep screaming, I never. Will you please come back down here?
I honestly did not know where you were going with that. I was like, do you think you never what?
Right. No, will you please come back down to earth, please? How have you been levitating? You're already 6'5".
Listen, I think I might have been wrong. Which is, as many people would know, is not something I typically say out loud ever, unless it's court ordered. I do believe
are already on the way.
I do believe that I was. I started. You know, I was like, oh God, she might be right. And then the chorus hit, and I was like, okay, she's right. And then I was up in my feet. I was clapping up and down, and I was singing, I'm never at the top of my lungs. I don't know where the studio is, but I'm sure they know now what we were listening to.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. No, there was a weird scene. Somebody walked by, and they were just like, what the hell is going on? Is there an exorcism going on in The Buzz? I'll just let it go, because I'm not surprised that that's happening on The Buzz. Justin, thank you so much for coming in again.
You're welcome.
Hanging out with you yesterday.
It was a lot of fun.
You are here. Ooh, poor little Chris is not feeling that well, and you were my first call, man.
That is very sweet of you. It's a lot of fun to be here.
And I really don't feel like Chris is going to be better anytime this week from some of the text messages that we sent yesterday. His whole house kind of has whatever the hell he has. And so I'm like, all right, well, how's your baby? Like, please tell me how your baby is. And I'm like, she's going to be taking care of you guys.
Correct.
And Chris said, she's resilient, but it's hilarious. She will cough after one of us coughs. And she'll go, uh-oh.
That's really sweet.
Does that make you want to have a baby?
I really do enjoy kids, but my love for kids is like eating a Snickers bar, okay? You really want one, and then when you have it, you're like, I really want to give this back.
Standing ovation for you at 6:12 for that.
I mean, you know, the kids are wonderful, but I love my nephew, and I love to babysit him. But then, after a couple hours, it's time for him to go back.
Oh, man, you make it hours? 15 minutes with my nieces, and I am like, oh, my God. How old is the oldest that you can bring them to a fire station and just, like, give them, like,
Would you like this kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he is three, and he's actually four. But he's at that moment where everything is a DEFCON 10 meltdown. Everything is a flail on the ground, ultra situation. I'm like, bro,
Justin,
let's calm down. This is not the Black Parade.
What are you talking about? Justin, I still throw that at 38.
Well, listen.
DEFCON? Yeah, hell yeah. I'm like, my Postmates didn't bring me my ranch. It's the worst day of my life.
Music. World. Local. An unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
My buddy Justin is helping me with this. I did this rap yesterday, and now I added another.
I'll stop.
See, no, that was really good.
Was it?
And I think tomorrow we should
continue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extend it out a little bit.
Maybe I'll throw in a couple lyrics from the song WAP.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about more relevant things to the Buzz family than the new Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Love it.
Song, but it is a good song, damn it. It is this day in history. Today is Wednesday, August 12th, and I got 10 things for you that happened on this day, starting with 2018. On this day in 2018, a Horizon airline worker who had no pilot experience steals an airplane from the airport in Seattle, flies it for an hour, is chased by military jets, and then ends up, Justin, I'm just going to have you guess what happens.
Did he crash it?
He crashed.
Well, what did you think was going to happen? How did he get off the ground?
He was able to. It's pretty amazing. He was just like a baggage handler guy. Zero flight experience. You know, maybe he plays a lot of Grand Theft Auto. I'm telling you, because you can steal planes.
Yeah, of course you can.
And you can get them off the ground. But again, I always had trouble landing them as well. So kind of makes sense. On this day in 2009, guitarist and inventor of the Les Paul, dude's name is Les Paul, dies of pneumonia. Do you know anything about this guy?
I don't.
Okay. Holy crap. You should hear him play the guitar. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, that finally puts the old guitar back together again.
And this puts all the old socks back together again.
Oh, you want to relax and do a song?
I'd love to.
Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
I mean, okay, that sounded just because it's clean. It sounded like, okay, maybe I could do that. No.
No.
No. This is the 40s, 30s. This guy, Les Paul, who we know made the like most famous guitar, did music with Mary Ford. They put music together. And the beginning of that, I just thought that was really funny. It was a little clip from a show that they had. And he's sitting there at the kitchen table fixing up a guitar. And she, because she has a vagina, is fixing up a sock.
Yeah, that finally puts the old guitar back together again.
And this puts all the old socks back together again.
God damn it.
That's great.
Yeah, you want to watch somebody shred. You want to watch somebody like your grandfather shred on the guitar. Les Paul. Check out any of his videos. On this day in 1999, a woman scores the Guinness World Record for hitting a target 16 feet away with a bow and arrow, shooting that bow and arrow with her feet.
Stop it. No, okay, now that's okay. I have actually seen this done. You know, I worked on a cruise ship for like 6 years.
That stuff that goes on a cruise ship.
Well, yeah. They get on their little handstand things and then they pick it up with their feet and they shoot it with their feet. Yeah, her name was Michelle. She was unbelievably talented. She was a contortionist.
Are these people that are there to work on the ship, or is this just like what people on the ship get bored, you know, because you're out to sea for X amount of days and they're like, you know what, I'm going to learn how to do archery, but with my feet.
Karen had 46 pina coladas and she's ready to rock.
God. I would not want to hold the apple over my head for that. On this day in 1994, Woodstock 94 starts in New York and it ends up raining. Like the first one. So it created like all that mud like there was in the first one. And this was really the last like really good Woodstock. Because we had Woodstock 99, which was like a disaster. And then the one that was supposed to happen Also, that was a disaster. But here are some, oh God, can't stand the accent. Jersey accents, man.
It's a lot.
Jersey accents. These are some people that I'm guessing are from New Jersey. The second half, describing what it's like being at Woodstock 94.
The best part is the atmosphere, definitely. Definitely.
And the worst part?
The worst part? The mud. Yes, definitely the mud.
Just people walking around naked. It's really strange around here.
This is Armageddon. This is anarchy. This is chaos right here.
You know, I grew up in New England, right?
I did know that.
So that accent, man, that just reminds me of girls that used to like beat me up on the school bus. This is anarchy. It's Armageddon.
Call your mom.
Say hi to your mother for me. On this day in 1994, MLB owners propose a salary cap on players. And the players don't like that. Mm-mm. They go on strike for 232 days, which meant the cancellation of the 94 World Series.
Well, at least they got Woodstock.
You think that's where they went?
Well, yeah. What else are you doing?
That's true. That's true. On this day in 1981, the IBM personal computer is released. Here's a little bit from that very first commercial.
IBM made its personal computer to help a person be more productive, to help a person be more creative. And those are good reasons for a person to feel good. The IBM personal computer, now at selected stores across the country.
Do you remember your first computer, Justin?
I do.
What was it?
It was a Gateway something. It was this. We needed a whole kitchen counter situation just for this ginormous computer. And it took all day to program and set up. And then the floppy disk that you needed for that, it was actually floppy. It
Whoa,
was
so you're going all the way plate. Back there.
Yes.
You're going all the way back to the real floppy disks.
Yes.
Yeah, we had the same like desktop. Yeah, like you said, tabletop computer with the super floppy disk. Kids these days don't even know about like the 3.5-inch hard disks.
Exactly.
That we had
and then
to deal
it
with.
Yeah, and then it would unformat and you'd lose your paper. And then you'd fail whatever AP psych class you were taking because she didn't care.
No.
You didn't. No.
No. And because how could the dog eat it now? It's on the computer. No, my dog deleted it. He got on there and he's like, boof, 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 boof. On this day in 1972, good news, the last American ground troops left Vietnam. Mm. On this day in 1939. Now, this is really interesting. No one knows this for sure. And I went into a rabbit hole yesterday that lasted for an hour trying to figure out this information because I don't like hearing we don't know. But on this day in 1939, it's controversy. Allegedly, the world premiere of The Wizard of Oz was held in Wisconsin. Held in Hollywood on August 15th, 1939, so a couple of days later. But there is advertisements in the newspaper in Wisconsin for them playing it and premiering it days before it did anywhere else.
What a scandal.
But there's like no proof, which is just so weird. 1939? I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was alive.
Yeah. She was probably there.
She was probably a teen.
Wasn't there some sort of paper that said, hey, we're doing this first?
That's what all that they have. They don't have anybody that went to it. It's a real weird mystery that maybe we should quit our jobs and go try to find the answer to. Because I can't stand when Unsolved Mysteries came on Netflix, and you watch the whole episode and you realize that there's no conclusion. I don't like that, and I don't like this.
Right, but we are inherently built to believe that there's going to be a solution. So as you're watching Unsolved Mysteries, you're like, and then you're shocked when they don't solve the show called Unsolved Mysteries. So this is a mystery we shall solve.
Yeah, I mean, like, what about newspapers that are from tomorrow?
You know where we're going to find the answer?
Where?
Over the rainbow.
I'm out of bullets. I'm shooting you in the butt.
You're welcome.
God. All right, moving on. For crying out loud. On this day in 1933, local news, three associates of local mobster Johnny Lazia killed a rival bootlegger on the intersection of Armour and Troost. One man was caught and acquitted due to his connections. Here's a little bit about the biggest gangster
and where things went wrong in his life.
As a youth, John Lazio was noted for his intellect, friendliness, and political precocity. Around 1915, he obtained a clerk's job in the office of a reputable law firm, studied law, and seemed destined for a legal career. But Lazio started running with a gang of thieves and got caught. A jury found Johnny Lazio guilty of highway robbery.
Well,
that's how I feel about the prices for Halloween Haunt at Worlds of Fun.
Oh, highway robbery.
Highway robbery. And so he, Johnny Lazio, died in front of your building.
He did die in front of my building. It was the Park Central Hotel then. It is now Park Central Apartments. But that is where they shot and killed him. And there is a gangster tour in Kansas City that you can do. And they take you in front of the building and show you kind of where it happened. And he lived in the penthouse on the top floor. My apartment's 600 square feet. It's not even big enough for me and my cat.
Do you ever get dressed up and just pretend when you know that the tours are coming? Just for fun?
If it's 3 a.m. and we've been out.
Oh, that's what you do at 3 a.m. when Uber drops you off?
I put on my white shoes and my white suit and my gangster hat and my little cane and my Tommy gun. I don't have a gun. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I don't have a gun. But I go outside and just kind of pretend. I start shouting at people and see what happens.
Have you been arrested? If the answer is no, that's some really good luck. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1865, disinfectant was used for the first time ever during a surgery by Joseph Lister. They hadn't used disinfectant before this. And they found that after sterilizing their instruments and cleaning up the wounds post-op, deaths from post-op surgery complications went from 50% to 15%.
Isn't that amazing?
So being clean works.
Well, I wonder if Lister and Listerine.
I did that search.
Does it not?
Mm-mm.
Doesn't
it's
come
just,
up?
Just
You'd
a,
think that it would, right?
Yeah.
People just pouring mouthwash into body cavities? Why not?
Is that what it is that they put? Is that what?
It's got alcohol in it. It'll clean
something.
So
do we.
<I know.
laughs>
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Justin, I don't care how obnoxious your Starbucks order is. I would have got it for you.
It's a lot.
What is it?
Okay, well, I'm very particular about coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is 3 shots of espresso over ice, the rest skim milk with 2 packets of Splenda. Okay, it has to be in a hot cup, however.
Okay,
not
I hate
an
you.
Iced cup.
What
it has
the
to
hell?
Be a hot cup. I know.
Okay, all
it's
right.
The illusion of drinking hot coffee, but actually drinking iced coffee. Yeah, it enrages my coworkers. They're like,
coworkers? I feel like it enrages the barista.
Well, I
have you ever ordered that somewhere locally and they're just like, forget you?
I always preface it by saying, I want you to know that what I'm about to tell you is going to annoy you. I want you to know that I know that. But here is my order.
That's kind of like when you're in trouble with your parents and you're like, please don't hit me, but I crashed the car. Please, I'm sorry. Like, you're getting them ready to not yell at you by disarming them at the very beginning with that crazy coffee order. You know what? You are at that. That's the most complex coffee order and specific one that I've ever heard.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
See, here's the difference between you and me, Justin. Your parents are listening to you right now because they're proud of you.
Yeah.
My parents are listening to me now because they want to get mad at me about talking crap about them.
Oh.
It's the truth, though. Like, I don't come on here and lie about stuff. But they get so mad. They're like, that's a family secret. You don't need to be telling all of Kansas City.
Well, listen, if they didn't want it out, which shouldn't have happened.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Why couldn't I have had a better childhood where you didn't, like, make me have to witness crazy stuff, huh? And now I'm on pills. And by pills, I mean my psychiatrist gives me medicine to balance out my brain so I can exist.
Same.
You're on an antidepressant?
Oh, listen, I'm on a horse tranquilizer just to chill out.
Oh, okay, then we need to talk about this off air. I didn't think that was the truth. But so your parents, they're from here. They live in...
Yeah, they do. They live in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They live up north across the river, as they say, so... You know, love them.
And every day after the show, we podcast the show. We take out all the music, we take out all the commercials, and we just put all the talking parts together. It's usually about 40 minutes worth of the whole entire show for you to listen to. It's free, 965thebuzz.com/podcasts, and then on a bunch of different places on your phone as well, iPhone and Android, all that information, 965thebuzz.com/podcasts. Your parents were listening to it yesterday, and man, this was the first thing that you said when I saw you this morning, and it cracked me up, because this has happened to me before, but will you please retell to the Buzz family what your mom thought about us on the radio yesterday, because I had a good time.
Well, first of all, my dad sent me a really snarky message. He said, well, it would have been nice to know you were back on the radio yesterday, or we would have listened, and I was like, okay, Dad, well, I mean, you know, you need to get back on Facebook, okay?
Right, right.
But he said, a couple minutes went by, and then he said, I got another text that said, both of you sound really drunk due to the lag in the podcast. And I said, Dad, are you sure you're listening to it correctly? And then...
We don't sound drunk. We do drink a lot, you and I, but that's together later during the evening, not in the morning.
No.
We're not Hoda and Kathy Lee.
But, yeah, and I said, well, have Mom check the speed indicator on the podcast, and maybe it's at half speed.
This is my favorite thing, is to listen to our podcast on half speed, because this is what it sounds like.
Shark Week has started. So for the 8 o'clock news.
There we go. Let me sit right here.
Have you...
That's what, like, us talking about.
Have a nice day, and I'm like, you too, lady. I know, that seems...
My parents were listening to that for a good 30 minutes before they realized.
Especially because I didn't say anything to her before.
You got to hear yourself.
And then when I'm leaving, she's like, goodbye. I'm like, oh, no. Did I offend you by not talking to you when we were...
That's not drunk. That's pills, okay? Right. Jeez.
Jordan Silver on The Buzz.
I have a series of three favorite movies, but this one, I think, is my number one, even more than Titanic.
Which is hard to beat.
A League of Their Own.
Oh, okay. Now, I've never seen that movie.
That surprises me, because the types of people that liked the movie A League of Their Own, there were three. There were... girls that played softball, baseball. There were hardcore lesbians, and then there were gay men. That is the three type of people that love the movie A League of Their Own, which was released in 1992. It's the women in baseball movie. Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell, Lori Petty, Gina Davis, Tom Hanks. Here's a little bit from the trailer.
This summer, Tom Hanks is managing the impossible, the Rockford Peaches.
Madonna's catching a ball in her hand. How have we not seen this movie?
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good. And the thing is, I know this movie by heart.
Well,
so much by heart.
What character in the movie did you most relate to / connect with? Like, why was that?
Why was that
movie specifically?
Why we got to do this right now? Really?
Yes.
The character that I most related to in the League of Their Own. Damn it! Marla Hooch.
Why?
Google Marla Hooch.
Okay.
People that have seen the movie that are listening right now are probably laughing. Marla Hooch was the homely one who was good at baseball. There's a scene in A League of Their Own where they're doing like a newsreel of the whole like a league. And then they're like... super close up on all the pretty girls, and then there's a super far back shot, and there's like, and there's Marla Hooch. What a hitter. I feel like Marla Hooch.
So for you, was it the sports angle of the movie, or the personal connection with the characters, or the overarching storyline? What was the draw for the movie for
Well,
you?
I didn't know I was a lesbian, and not that there's lesbians in this movie, but I mean, Rosie O'Donnell was in it.
Well, yeah.
That's a good question. Kind of everything. I liked the women empowerment in it. The fact that there was perseverance, the fact that A League of Their Own is based somewhat on a true story, though there is no exact person that Gina Davis was the main character. There was somebody that she was based off of, but it wasn't the exact story. But yeah, like the women empowerment, like the men go off to war. This takes place around the World War II era. Mm-hmm. Men go off to war. There's no baseball. We need baseball. Now we know what it feels like to need things to keep our spirits up. Yeah. So women started a baseball league. And that's basically what the movie is about, is the team, the Rockford Peaches, which is the one that Gina Davis, Lori Petty, who plays her sister, Madonna, all of them are on. And it's their struggles as they make their way to the final game, the World Series.
How many times do you think you've seen the film?
The limit does not exist.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I wore out a VHS copy of that. Have it on DVD. It's streaming on, I think, Netflix, but I, of course, have owned it since 2013 on iTunes. This is one of my favorite movies. When I was a junior in high school, my friend and I spent our entire study hall the whole year quizzing each other on A League of Their Own.
Really?
It was that impactful.
Like quotes or details or all of the above?
All of the above. Like, what color shoes is Betty Spaghetti wearing when Kit gets traded to Racine? There's some lesbians out there that are going, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Red. What color?
Betty Spaghetti?
Yeah, there's
okay,
a Betty Spaghetti.
Okay, now I gotta watch the movie.
Oh, you just have.
For sure.
It's a great movie. It really is. Like, great acting. Great camaraderie. There's passion. There's sexism that the women just kind of overcome by being powerful and just not taking it.
Do they win in the end?
I can't tell you that.
I mean, if any team called the Rockford Peaches, I would assume you've got to win, right? That's a correct assumption. Peaches are great.
Peaches are great.
You know.
Here's the thing. You don't know. You do know. There is an end to the final baseball game.
This is not another unsolved mystery.
It is kind of an unsolved mystery. Yeah, because you don't know if the person did the thing at the very end intentionally or not.
Okay, I'm in.
It's so good.
I'm going to watch it.
And you never know. You never know. But this is my favorite movie. And the reason that I'm bringing it up is because like 50 people sent me a message that there is going to be a reboot of A League of Their Own. It's a series. It's going to be a series on Amazon written by Abby Jacobson from Broad City. And we did a little bit of research. None of the original actors, actresses are going to be in it. But still, that's going to be awesome.
So what are you most excited about the series?
Oh, just where it could possibly go. I mean, I'll probably hate it. Like, you can't mess with something so classic, right, like A League of Their Own. And then they even, for a little bit, tried to do a TV show with some of the original characters from A League of Their Own just a couple years after the movie came out in 92. And that didn't do well, which sucked because Marla was in it and I felt real bad for her. But yeah, this is one of my favorite movies. And so back in, I don't know if it was this year or last year, but when the Raconteurs came into town and played, I'm forgetting the name, the Midland.
Yeah.
I went backstage and interviewed Jack White, and he and I just started quoting this movie.
We should do that.
Okay, but that's like easy. I've got another thing. I'm downloading the movie right now.
Okay.
That I purchased. And I would like for you to quiz me by finding like some of the most famous quotes from the movie.
Okay.
And then I've got the movie sitting right up here on my computer. I'm going to try in, I don't know, let's start out with like 20 seconds. Try to find the quote in the movie that you gave me.
I'm absolutely in.
In 20 seconds. Because I know that movie like the back of my hand.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
I've got the timer.
All right, you got the timer. I've got my mouse out so that I can be like extra accurate. Oh, damn.
You ready?
Yes, let's do this.
Ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the quintessential one. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, there's no crying in baseball.
Oh, that's easy. That's when Jimmy Dugan is talking. Roger Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a walking pile of pig poo. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. But did I cry? All right, ready?
Yep.
Start the timer. All right, nope, that's when you... Nope. That was it! Come on, what's my time?
13 seconds.
No, come on! It just clicked it, and then it went somewhere else! No! No, come
Four,
on!
No!
Three.
No! Come on. Really?
All right, give me the next one. I guess I didn't get that one.
The hard is what makes it great.
Oh,
the hard
here we go.
Is what makes it great. Your time starts now.
Kay.
You're at 3 seconds.
You can't deny that.
Here, yeah, this is it.
The hard is what makes it great.
You guys should see her.
Yes! Yes! The hard is what makes it great. A 2-hour movie, and I found that happens at 1 hour, 29 minutes, 33 seconds.
Amazing.
In A League of Their Own. Give me another one. All right.
Tell me. It would bruise the hell out of me.
Oh, absolutely. That's when Mr. Cappadino comes to recruit them for A League of Their Own. And, walks into their dairy farm.
Oh, boy.
In the movie A League of Their Own.
Starting.
Ready? Start the time. Okay. Go.
I've never seen Jordan more focused.
Oh, come on. What's the countdown?
You're at 10 seconds.
Doesn't that hurt them? Well, it'll bruise the hell out of me right here.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Hey, yourself.
Oh. Doesn't that hurt them?
Doesn't seem to.
That would bruise the hell out of me.
Oh, yes.
Who are you?
Yes, this is when Mr. Cappadino, John Lovitz, comes in and basically asks the girl to be part of the new baseball league, the new women's baseball league, a league of their own. Okay.
Use Marla's. It's heavier.
Oh, Evelyn's son is on the bus, and Rosie O'Donnell wants to go after the kid, but has a heavier bat, basically. All right, here we go.
Start.
Oh, my God. I found it immediately. Here it comes. Get over here.
Here it
comes.
From
Rosie O'Donnell. Justin, what is the last one that you want to give me?
Kind of bringing it back to our This Day in History, but by the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Yep, that is when Tom Hanks is drunk, wakes up, the team mother, the very homely lady that does look like the lady from Wizard of Oz, she wakes him up, she goes, Mr. Dugan, he goes, what is it, baby? And then they kiss, and then he says that to her.
Ready?
All right, yep. It's actually very, very close to that scene.
5 seconds.
Who's low?
The driver.
I love the screaming. She's... Jordan is sucking down her coffee.
Not English.
Here it comes.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Boom!
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. Glass Animals released a cool pair of shoes to go with their new album, Dreamland. North KC Elementary School lunch is not taking place in the cafeteria this year, but in classrooms until COVID goes away. Later this month, Dunkin' Donuts is releasing a cereal with coffee in it.
Yum.
And Boy Scouts are being told to rethink the way that they have woven Native American culture into some of their things. 8 o'clock news. Starts off with this. I don't know how I feel about this. A company in Wisconsin is mandating that employees must wear a mask during their Zoom meetings.
That seems a little...
Mm-hmm. Their reasoning is because they want to have their employees set the safety example, which shows that you care about the safety and health of others.
I get it. However.
No. Okay, is that how you feel as well? I mean, you're very safe. You are very, very safe. COVID has unfortunately been a big part of 2020 for your family.
Yeah.
But how do you feel like that might be a little too much?
Well, it is too much because you're by yourself.
Right.
You know, and I understand the illusion. I understand wanting to set that precedent, but to mandate that, especially when it's, you know, the information that we pull from is CDC, right? And CDC is not recommending that. So it seems a little excessive. But you're an employee of theirs, so...
They own your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
We know how that feels.
If you want to get paid.
In local news, diapers are super expensive.
Correct.
And Happy Bottoms is a company here. They want to help relieve some of the financial stress on some local new families in Kansas City. So today from 2 to 4, there's going to be a no-contact diaper distribution in KCK. Tomorrow there'll be one from 2 to 5 at the Happy Bottoms warehouse in Waldo. And just check out their social media if you want to hit that up.
That is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, diapers are so expensive.
Especially in this time when people are facing evictions and unemployment and all these things, especially if you have a newborn, that's a really great thing.
Mm-hmm. I'd be thinking of cloth diapers at this point, really.
For sure.
Ugh. And in shoe news, this is what we were talking about earlier.
Vans classic checkerboard slip-on shoes. You know, the black and white ones?
Yeah.
They've been here since, like, the 70s or even earlier. We've all had a pair of those. Well, Vans has reimagined and dropped an updated checkered design. The colors of these Vans slip-ons, Mirage Gray, Nirvana, and India Ink, which I just don't feel like that's a give it another name. You can find these right now on their website. But they're, have you looked at them?
I have. I like it. It's a bit of a sleek, it's more of a sleeker shoe, right? So it's kind of a little bit more rounded. It's got less kind of color changes. It's all kind of more one. The colors are more pastel-y than like that kind of bright red or yellow. Even I saw some yellow Vans a while ago, you know. So I think they look kind of cool. What do you think?
I think they look like more dress-up kind of shoes, which I dig. But also, you have to be emotionally ready to break in a new pair of Vans.
Right.
Do you also get the little thing on the back of your heel?
Of course. You have to wear a Band-Aid for a week,
what
at least.
What the hell, Vans? What the hell?
Can we get some sort of gel cushioning or something?
What are you doing to the point where it's killing everybody's back of the head? I have walked around with holes in my shoes because I'm just not ready. I'm not emotionally ready to break in a new pair of Vans. You've got some sports news, Justin.
I do have some sports news. Last night it was announced that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 football conferences have voted to forgo their fall football and all other fall sports for the 2020 year. It has been stated that they are in talks to possibly move their seasons into the spring. I think I understand the reasoning behind it, and I'm sure that there are people that don't agree, but at the end of the day, these commissioners, these sports commissioners, are responsible for thousands of athletes and whose parents have entrusted to take care of them. So, I'm sure it's a Herculean task to make these decisions. However, I do believe that safety is still paramount.
Right.
Speaking of that, Kansas Public School Board votes 5-2 to suspend all fall sports for Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools. So
I feel like it's going to come up in a little bit that, like, if there's anybody that's playing sports in the fall, we're all just going to be like, you're jerks.
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
I do think that these other school boards, especially locally, are going to follow suit.
Yeah.
CK is a huge district.
Right.
Tens of thousands of kids. And I think that, again, I think we don't have enough information. I think that we need to kind of chill until we get this under control.
Right, especially with what happened in New Zealand. Nobody had contracted COVID for 100 days, and all of a sudden, 101, there was a contraction of it. It's just, we don't understand. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. This sucks real bad.
Yeah, of course it does.
But so did the Great Depression. Like, people have made their way through things like this. This is our Great Depression. And man, are we depressed.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Quarantine has had a lot of people trying some new stuff or bringing back old things that they enjoyed. And jigsaw puzzles, those were hot.
I'm currently working on a Wicked jigsaw puzzle.
Is it?
No lie.
Is it 18,000 pieces?
No, it's 1,000. Mm. And it's most of it's all black. And I have a black countertop, so that's not working very well.
You might be talking to a Ravensburger, which is the top jigsaw puzzle, a Ravensburger influencer who has done an 18,000-piece puzzle herself.
I'm going to need your help.
No, I don't help. I'm too expensive. When you get to the influencer level, oh, no. but there are a lot of things that people got into, and once the weather started getting nice outside, I just thought it was my friends that decided to get into skating. But really, when I look through Instagram, because I follow a lot of members of the Buzz family on Instagram, people are so into this.
It's certainly hot right now. Roller skating, inline skating, four-wheel skating, whatever.
Yeah. I went with a friend to Legacy KC, the skate shop down in the Crossroads. Great skate shop. And they were getting another shipment in. They're like, people are buying the hell out of skates right now. TikTok is making it hot. People want to make TikTok videos. But then there's people that are really, really just getting into it that they maybe skated when they were kids and want to get back into it now. But, I mean, when's the last time you've been on skates, Justin?
First of all, I am 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the four-wheel skates does not work for me.
Okay.
Okay. I can inline skate, but it's also tragic because I don't know how to stop. So I use the wall as a stopping point.
I'm sorry. I thought that was how you're supposed to stop. No? Wall or your friends?
Well, that, or they give you that walker thing.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Skate City? Yes. Yep. Yeah.
I need that because if I fall, I'm falling from really high.
Especially high because my friends that are 5'4" are like 5'11" when they get on skates.
Yeah, they practically float down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it's like a beluga whale falling on hardwood.
Did you hear a sound in your head when you pictured that? Oh, wow. No, mine was like just like a skin on skin splat.
That's the sound I make when I...
Something like that. Well, you know, my friends have talked me into trying it, and I wasn't very good on roller skates. I tried inline skates. I was a little bit better on that, but I've got bad knees, so it's not something that I should be doing. But my friends are so into it. Like, they're starting their own, like, group of skate people, and they've got ads out in all of these different places looking for people that want to join just their little skating group. And that's great. It's so much fun. I get to drink and watch my friends skate. That's great.
Great.
It is.
Could you skate any other way if you're not 10?
They don't drink. You can't. Almost can't. But
maybe that's my problem.
Since skating is so big right now in this area, I was browsing through Facebook and I saw that the Fountain City Roller Derby team, the group, is basically doing a recruitment night for roller derby.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I have heard of them.
Yeah, out of Independence?
Yes.
Yeah, and I figured we might as well take some time for the people that have picked up roller skating and are thinking about, hey, this is kind of fun, but I could do something more with it. You don't have to have any experience. This is always surprising. I've had the Roller Warriors, the Kansas City Roller... When I can't say that sentence, I still... Kansas City Roller Warriors on many times, and they talked about how if you want to start, just have some skates, be of like a certain age, and we will help you get there, which is crazy because roller skating is pretty hard. But yeah, for anybody who is listening right now and wants to get into roller derby, I have got Toucan Slam, who is, because don't you love their names?
Toucan Slam?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Toucan Slam.
That's what they call me when I'm eating Fruit Loops.
This is why I'm going to do this interview with Toucan Slam. But Toucan Slam is going to be part of the group that's helping put this recruitment night together. And anybody can join. Anybody can look. It's going to be happening virtually. And she'll give us all the details about that coming up.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Roller skating is super, super hot. My friends are getting into it. And the more I look on Instagram with the Buzz family, people are also getting into it. And so that's why I wanted to talk to Toucan Slam from Fountain City Roller Derby. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for waking up this early and chatting with me. Is that a roller derby thing, or do you guys do your stuff at night?
We usually do it at night. We have practices at 8 to 10 p.m.
Oh, damn.
Some Sundays we get up early and have practices then, too.
Did you have a practice last night? Are you guys still being affected by the COVID thing and not really doing anything?
Yeah, so we tried to have some practices in June, but, you know, our attendance was low. I think people were trying to stay safe at home. And so since March, really, we haven't had that many practices, and we're still kind of on a hiatus.
Oh, gosh. But I saw that you guys are recruiting for your 2021 season. That's why I wanted to chat with you because, again, I've seen so many people getting into roller skating that, like, this is such a next-level cool opportunity if they're getting into it. How long have you been part of roller derby?
I've been part of two different leagues, and I've been skating for about 3 years now. It's been a life-changing experience. I found kind of like this family that I love, and I think that's why skating is so awesome, is because you find these people who become like your new support system, and it's just, you make lifelong friends no matter how long you're in derby.
Totally. I've followed the derby. I lived in Atlanta before here. I lived in Los Angeles. Love going to games. It's so fun to watch. But holy crap, 3 years. You've only been skating for 3 years. It feels like there's a fierceness and a confidence that someone
who does roller derby has on skates. Do you feel the same way? Is there some, can you like see a group of people skating and notice something about someone that would mean that they'd probably be either better or more likely to join roller derby?
You know, I think that's one of the most amazing things about derby is that anybody and anyone can come and join derby, no matter if you've never skated a day in your life. Like, I've probably skated two times before I joined derby. So seeing people skating, it brings, like, joy to my heart because they're getting out, they're getting active, and they're on skates. But not necessarily, there's not necessarily one thing or another that I look at that I'm like, oh, they'd be a good derby player, because everybody can be a good derby player. You can be 4 foot even, 100 pounds sopping wet, or, you know, on the other end of the scale, like me, who's 5'8", 200 pounds, anybody can play derby.
And that's great to hear from you, who is the training and recruitment coordinator for Fountain City Roller Derby, that it is a thing that if you want to do it, it doesn't matter your training or anything.
Right. You can, like I said, you don't have to have any experience whatsoever, and we'll teach you from the ground up with our boot camp.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Because have you also noticed more people getting into skating since the pandemic?
Yeah, I have. I see people that I didn't even know were skating, and they're like, I just went to the skate park today, and I was like, wow, I'm jealous.
What do you think that's about? Because I've noticed it as well.
I think it's very reminiscent of our, you know, when we were kids, we were outside playing all the time, and then we didn't come home till the streetlights came on. Mm-hmm. And I think that now that people don't have those other hobbies that you would normally have, they're trying to find things to keep them active, and skating is a real easy way to do that. It's more portable than a bike. There are a lot of resources. It kind of engages your mind as well, trying to learn how to skate. So I think that's why it's been such an explosion of people learning how to skate.
Yeah, and also, what a workout.
Yeah,
Holy crap.
All those little muscles that you never knew you had before.
Yeah. No, my friends and I have been kind of working on it. My friends are way better at this. I have bad knees, so it doesn't work for me. But I got a pair of skates at Skate City and skated around. I think I made it two times around the little circle thing, and I was like,
wow. It's a workout, yeah.
You guys make it look like it is effortless when you guys play.
We have a lot of training.
Yes, breathing training as well?
Well, we do. Part of our testing, we work on endurance and stuff, so getting a certain amount of laps and a certain amount of time to pass, and that just gets you going for the season, so.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So the details of your Zoom meeting tonight, it's going to be the roller derby recruitment night one for the Fountain City Roller Derby. What can people expect and who can join? Because you're doing this via Zoom because Rona.
Right.
Yeah. What can people expect and who should just drop in and check this out on Zoom?
Yeah, if anybody has ever been interested in skating or even just interested in going to a game, I would encourage them to join tonight. Tonight's going to be a little bit different than our normal recruitment, of course. Normally, we would meet up at the rink. We'd go through the information, and then they'd be able to watch our players of this year participate in a scrimmage, which is like a mock game, and they can ask questions. So tonight, what we'll be doing is just going through all of the information. We'll be going through our 10-week schedule. We're going to talk about what gear you need to play, how the league works, who runs the league, how many teams there are, what are the rules, all of that type of stuff. Anything and everything that you want to know before joining the league.
And I saw age starts at 18. You have to be at least 18.
And you can find the Zoom link on our Facebook page.
I'll put that link in our details for the podcast as well, and then we'll give it out here. But I also noticed on your Facebook link that it says all genders.
Yes. So we actually have two separate kind of seasons. So we have an all-gender season where anybody of any gender can come and play, and then we just have a women's season. So you probably know, but roller derby started with just women. But because of the demand for people to get into roller derby, we added our all-gender season. So there's four teams in all-gender and four teams for the women, and they mix it up between the seasons. So.
Is this the only place that has an all-gender all-gender season? Because I haven't heard of that. I'm really excited that you guys are super inclusive.
Yeah. I know that the Kansas City Roller Warriors, which mm-hmm. is kind of our sister roller derby.
Oh, good. Sister, league, not rival, is, right?
Right, not rival.
Okay, good,
they are
good.
Sisters. Mm-hmm. And they are a women's only league, but they also have a junior league, so anybody under 18 can skate over there. So we have the all-gender side, they have the junior side.
That's incredible. So this is going to be great. And so when would be the actual physical tryouts for Fountain City Roller Derby, or is that kind of... You're just waiting on the world, basically.
Yeah, we're going to discuss the first day of our physical boot camp. Like I said, they're not actually tryouts. They're mm-hmm. just kind of a first day of training. Mm-hmm. We'll teach you how to skate and all of that stuff on our first day. Right now, we're looking to start at the beginning of October. Again, that's all dependent on local and state mandates, and we're going to try to follow those to be as safe as we can during this time. But we'll also discuss all of that in the Zoom meeting tonight as well.
Awesome. That's tonight from 8 to 9:30. And the mm-hmm. link is on the Fountain City Roller Derby Facebook page. All the information. You guys are very, very good about putting all the details in there. And I would love to keep talking to you more, you know, as the year goes on about this. And then hopefully when there's time for games, get to have you guys on, because this is super fun. I love the attitude. I love the empowerment. I love the inclusivity of roller derby, and I just want to, let's be friends. Can we be friends, Toucan Slam?
Yes, I would love to be friends, Jordan.
Awesome. So this Toucan Slam, the training and recruitment coordinator from Fountain City Roller Derby, the first roller derby recruitment night meeting tonight on Zoom from 8 to 9:30. The link for that is on Fountain City Roller Derby Facebook. Thank you so much for calling in, Toucan Slam. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.